We fought against humans.
Talcam was still waiting for the Arbiter. A couple of artillery masters near the front seemed to be tired of waiting and fired a few rounds, taking out more of the front wall in a shower of stone fragments. There was no fire returned from the keep, though, and no sign of the Arbiter. Raya wondered if anyone would have been able to see him even if he'd walked out to present himself to them.
I am waiting, blasphemer,
Talcam roared.
Show yourself. Face me.
There were a few seconds of silence, restless and fascinating, and even Raya was caught up in the reined-back urge to rush the walls. She realized she was gripping her pistol tightly, just as the males were. Then a trail of white light shot up out of the grounds of the keep with a deafening crack and struck the ship's hull, sending plasma dancing over the metal. Small fragments rained down, glittering in the sunlight, some falling so close to Raya that they hissed in the air around her. But Defender of Faith held position. A second bolt of energy licked out at the ship, then a third. Talcam had his answer. The Arbiter had spoken.
Take Vadam, Talcam shouted. Take the keep, and then we shall wipe this state from the map. Every last stone.
UNSC Infinity, 200 kilometers above Sangelios. Andrew Del Rio walked slowly around the chart table, studying a three-dimensional scan of Vadam so finely detailed that it could have been an architect's plan.
If only we'd had this 30 years ago, he said, it would have changed the course of the war.
Vaz was standing close enough to the captain to wonder if the guy was talking to him or simply thinking aloud, so he just grunted to cover both possibilities. The chart was LIDAR imaging combined with real-time data from a dozen other sensor systems, including the hull and orbital cameras. The image changed continuously as the laser arrays re-scanned the terrain and fed back ultra-accurate measurements that were as good as a live schematic of a 10-click section of the battlefield. Vaz could see the slopes of the mountain, the keep itself, and even the damage to the walls. He could also see the Sangeli ship lurking nearby. It looked like a small destroyer. Hood, Parangoski, the XO, and a dozen officers clustered around the chart with their eyes fixed on the image, like it was a roulette table about to cough up a fortune. Vaz glanced at Phillips, still in armor and clutching his helmet and plasma pistol, and walked over to the other side of the bridge to join him. They were killing time while the Hurrigoff repaired Tarkart. Vaz wished they'd stayed down in the hangar. Phillips leaned in close to him.
You know, he whispered, from the way Parangoski looks at Del Rio, I'm waiting for her to shoot out this really long lizard tongue and suck out his brain.
That'd be a ticket-only show.
Why haven't we got chart technology like that?
Vaz checked where Devereaux was. He could almost see the cogs grinding in her brain as she watched from the comm station.
We need some of that. It was written all over her.
Then she got up, nodded at Naomi, and the two of them left the bridge.
I think we're going to get it, Vaz said. Dev's got a shopping face on. I'd bet she's going to put in another request to the Hurrigoch. Tarkart's going to be quite a gin palace when they're finished.
Vaz checked his watch again. If the Hurrigoch could dismantle and rebuild armor in under a minute, there was no telling what they'd managed to do to the dropship in the last couple of hours. He'd never worried too much about technology beyond his understanding because his job usually came down to a few basics that hadn't changed in centuries. To shoot before the other guy got a chance to shoot him and hope that his weapon didn't jam. This distant, technical, detached kind of warfare was a Navy thing. And Marine or not, he was still infantry.
He went head to head with the enemy on the ground. He was a last resort, personal kind of war, delivered right to the doorstep. And if this high-tech stuff had been the answer to everything, the UNSC would never have needed ODSTs.
Or Spartans. In the end, it's always down to flesh and blood.
There was no sound accompanying the image on the chart table, just the occasional background buzz of Sangheili voice traffic, but he could see the big artillery pieces inside the keep and scattered among Telcam's forces. If Del Rio magnified the image, Vaz could even detect the recoil as gun fired. Another hit on the keep's walls threw up a blur that settled to show a big hole, something he might have struggled to get a clear view of on the ground. But up here, Del Rio had a battlefield image that gave him detail without the clutter, something he might never get from a helmet cam.
Del Rio looked up at Phillips. I can't tell if this is all they can muster, or if they're back to feudal warfare. You know, a few Kadons slug it out, and everyone else just locks their doors and waits for it to finish.
It's both, Captain.
Phillips switched instantly from amazed kid to the master of his subject. Hinge heads. It was funny to watch the transformation.
They're still groping for a command structure, but they've selectively bred themselves for fighting. So, in a year from now, I think they could be pretty organized again.
You probably know more about the way they think than any of us. What's this Telcam up to?
Phillips batted away the question without a twitch.
I think that's one for Admiral Parangoski. But he did stop me from getting killed, I suppose, so I'd buy him a beer.
Vaz started wondering how a creature with four jaws would drink a glass of beer, but a sudden burst of light on the chart table distracted him.
Del Rio swung around to Lasky. Okay, they've opened fire on the ship. Stand by.
It's Defender of Faith, Parangoski murmured.
Nobody asked her how she knew. Fleet seemed to accept that Oni heard all and saw all.
I'd call that compact. 1,200 meters length, overall. Ventral energy beam. Don't see many of those.
Lasky, what's she doing?
Hood asked. Lasky leaned over a console that still had disconnected conduits sticking out of it.
Not returning fire, not yet. She's powered up to give him a zap, though.
He indicated a sensor screen.
Look at her energy and temperature profiles.
And that looks like more troops moving in now, Del Rio said. Are we waiting for a formal request from the Arbiter or